Yep, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. And not a very good weekend for the Astros, and that's a very much an understatement.
I wonder why.
Glad you asked. John Lopez is my esteemed colleague. He's written a lot of books. He's done this for a very long time. I've worked with you for just about a year at this point, and I am only starting to realize, as someone who does not believe in jinxes, you might have that power. I didn't realize that that was the case. This was John Lopez going into
you're gonna play the audio.
This is Friday, going into a Friday series against an Orioles team that has not been very good, and this is what he had to say.
Yeah, it's a lock. Lock it up. Astros going to win today. You want to see the Astros win, go to Daikin Park today, and it's a done deal. Lock it up. Put it in the win column. Fromber tonight against the 0-6 with a 6.7 ERA. Brandon Young.
Fair enough, Doc Hooligans. Why is OG jinxing the game? Yeah, it's possible. I don't think he has that kind of power. However, I think 713-572-4610, what should be done to John Lopez should we find out that he jinxed the game? I just want to put that out there. Do we make him do a whole show in the Judge John Lopez wig? Is that like
Fromber getting it going with an absolute lock of a win tonight? And then
you just keep laying it on really thick.
Oh, it's just a total lock. Oh, it's a lock. It's easy. It's not even that hard to figure out.
Yeah, I mean,
they played for 5.5 hours yesterday, got on a plane, came to Houston. They're the Orioles, who are not good. They're facing Fromber Valdez with a tomato can pitching.
Did all that.
5.5 hours. Came here and whooped that ass.
That thing was correct. He was right about the pretext coming in. 7-0 game in favor of the Orioles. A no-hitter taken into the eighth.
Perfect game.
Perfect game taken into the eighth. Thank you for clearing that up. Why are you digging your grave deeper here?
Because I'm smiling. Because if you've ever realized what is possible with AI, you do now.
Wow!
Figgy and Reggie were...
He said we lying on his name. How dare you?
I don't recall saying that.
Oh, God. How dare you besmirch the good name of Figgy Fig?
Yeah. Look, we do what all the listeners always say. Check the tape.
Yes.
So I went back to check the tape.
Yes. But kids... Anybody listening right now?
Just the kids, though.
If you want to know,
if you're an adult,
if you want to know what the dangers of AI are,
get out of here.
You just heard it.
You saying this a lot might be AI.
I can't wait till I'm old, so I can just be like, I'm having a hard time remembering. I don't know.
From the 832, take his fishing license away.
Yeah,
take his fishing license away.
Here's the crazy part about all that. I stand by it.
And here's the thing. I'm not mad at you for all thinking that coming in. Now, I wouldn't have come as strong with all that. It's a lock. That's crazy talk. But no way in hell did I anticipate a 7-0 loss and a damn near perfect game, which let scorer John Lopez say it probably still was.
Could have been a perfect game. If that was an Astro pitching, they would have scored that a two-base error. Sorry, they would have. But then instead, it was a kind of a swinging bunt. Barehanded, threw it at least 3, maybe 4 steps before the runner got to first base. That easily could have been a two-base error. They scored it a hit and an error, whatever. Blew his perfect game.
Now, if they did score that how you thought they should have scored that, do that still count as a perfect game?
Yes. Well, no, because it would have been a no-hitter.
It
would have been a no-hitter because he did reach base, but easily could have been a two-base error. That's neither here nor there.
So we will demand comeuppance at some point. But I do want to, like, jokes aside, move to why did this happen? Because obviously you went to an extreme, but I think the stance or the reasoning that you had was logical that, you know, the Astros should have absolutely gotten a win there. And the Astros lost the series. They lost 2 out of 3, including yesterday's game, which was also very ugly. Shout out to Chaz McCormick getting on the mound again. Why did this happen? Like, what are the things that led to this? Because I think that's really the bigger thing for what continues to be the stretch run in a tight race in the AL West.
Look, they were lucky to get one win. It was a 12-inning affair in which the Orioles' defense really collapsed in that 12th inning. Could have been out of the inning a couple of times. Didn't throw the ball home for some unknown reason on what would be the game-winning run. They were lucky to get one win. They were outscored 23-5. They lost Friday night, the one we're talking about, to a pitcher that was 0-6 with a 6.70 on a team that got there about 1 or 2 in the morning after playing that long game. And you ask why?
Yes, that is the big question. Why did the Astros have a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad weekend?
I think the easy answer would be water is finding its level with this squad. I know that's a cliche, but they were never as good as the squad that was just best record in baseball on an absolute tear about 2 weeks before
Damn.
The end of the... No. But they might not be this bad either. You know, they've gone from one extreme to the other. So somewhere in the middle is where the Astros are. Now, here's the good news. There's bad news, too.
Yeah, I was like, what are we doing here?
The bad news is Josh Hader probably gone for the year.
Yeah.
It went from it's more serious than we thought, or however he put it, Joe Espada, to it's going to be more than 2 weeks, to 3 weeks, to, well, we'll see. Yeah, and maybe he can pitch in the postseason.
Yeah, so it's 3 weeks mm-hmm. without touching a baseball, and then he'll be evaluated at that point. And mm-hmm. Josh Hader said, even if that best-case scenario happens, he's still going to need a few weeks to ramp up. So that'll put you, you know, well into the end of the season, and hopefully he's returned for the postseason, which at this point now, that's hopeful thinking. But I think that's therein lies the problem. Mm-hmm. For me, if I had to answer my own question, mm-hmm. it's a pen. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you had Sean Dubin this weekend.
Oh, you got to cut bait there.
Where, you know, yesterday you have Javier only go 3 innings with an illness, which is it weird that I'm hoping that there's some going around the clubhouse? Like, I'm wishing.
Well, Jeremy Payne, remember?
I'm hoping that that's the reason why. Because otherwise, that is real fishy mm-hmm. For him. Again, second time through coming back off the IL and having such a bad outing. But my point being, the idea of a long reliever. You don't really have a good answer because Dubin looked bad.
I think you cut bait there, especially with the guys coming back allegedly. But here's the thing. They're not as bad as this. We know that.
But the pen might be. Because the pen was playing.
But you got guys coming back, hopefully.
Which guys for the pen?
But I'm saying you can start piggybacking, as we mentioned last week. You know, you've got Arrigetti pitching today. You've got Christian Javier, who was barfing, you know, after the fourth inning and everything else. So maybe, you know, it's not as bad there. You do have pitchers that could maybe come back. That's kind of the good news. The bad news is what happened to the hitting, man? Like, where is the hitting right now? Maybe they can heat back up. Yordan is playing in Corpus Christi on Tuesday, tomorrow. So maybe there's something there. Fingers crossed, as always, with this squad. So it's like... They can't have nice things. It's one of those deals. Like, all of a sudden, the pitching is falling off a cliff. You might be getting some hitting back. But what do you do with the roster? Is Yordan and Adam Spillane talked about this. I thought it was a good idea. Yordan and Altuve alternating left field and DH.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get Dubon and Urias, who's been playing really well.
I love him.
One of the bright spots. You know, maybe at second base. And then you start mixing and matching with Cam Smith in right field with Suarez. What did he save?
Sanchez,
I mean. Mm-hmm. 7 runs.
I'm glad it wasn't me.
7 runs. So you can start mixing and matching in the field, get some guys some rest, ready for the postseason run, but you still need to swing the bat. Big time.
Somebody's saying, all right, so I got to go check this. I did not realize. According to the text line, there's been a spike in COVID cases in Houston. See, this is a problem when we stop checking for it.
My son had COVID last week.
Really?
Yeah.
And you kept coming to work, huh? Didn't say nothing to nobody.
I don't live with him.
You told me y'all was hanging out at one point, right? Last week.
Real close.
No, is this Jacob? Is this Jacob who was cooking the food?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
So if we're all out here soon.
Figgy's serious.
See, this is how Lopez be getting them.
I kind of got PTSD because remember back in the day whenever somebody up here would get it.
Oh, you run them out of the building.
They wouldn't tell. They would not tell us who had it, and then they'd just shut the whole floor down. Yes. So you don't know if you was around the person or anything.
Yeah.
So I think I know what your answer here, Lopez. But just to reiterate, the most concerning thing of the weekend was it the bullpen and their lack of ability to do things, really just giving up a ton of the runs, because that's where a lot of the runs came from. Is it that? Is it the hitting seemingly kind of evaporating against a not all that good Orioles team? And we mentioned it going in. None of their starters coming in had an ERA over 4 or under 4, rather. Dean Kramer, 7 innings of really good work yesterday as well. Or is it Christian Javier only giving you 3 innings in that game. And honestly, bigger than that, all the velo being down for him in that game as well.
For me, it's the hitting. I think you can mix and match and get things going in the rotation. I know that's a dangerous thing to say when guys are, you know, it's so hard to predict how they're going to come back from injuries. I think Yordan playing in an actual game in Corpus Christi tomorrow matters. So, you know, just get the hitting going. It was dismal this weekend.
Yeah.
That might have been the worst series the Astros have played in what? How many years? Years, right?
Years.
Ooh. Series?
Especially because
to the Orioles,
yeah.
Especially because this one, I don't know that you can blame on injuries in the way that you could talk about the remain or the you know all the season leading up.
Yeah.
This one was just a bad outing. Like this was just a bad weekend.
Yesterday was
at
awful.
The house.
Yesterday
no
was
less
awful.
In front of Billy Wagner, bro.
In front of Billy Wagner.
In front of the hoes.
Yeah.
I was gonna say that, but I was like, I don't want to call Billy Wagner the hoes. That feels wrong.
Billy Wagner and the hoes.
Ah, there we go. See, I like what you're doing there. Yeah. And you know what? Maybe Rob is right on the YouTube. Like, I feel like Lopez was maybe trying to do biological warfare. Mm-hmm. He was trying to make sure that we would get sick so he wouldn't think about his jinx. We got to see if we can put it to work. Let's test out this jinx thing by trying to get him to reverse and like, you know, reverse jinx.
Yeah.
We'll test some of those out a little bit later.
AI, but man, it'll get you.
You jerk. Man. In the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. If you could give a sports figure some advice, any sports figure some advice, what would it be? 713-572-4610. Lopez, sit this one out. We'll do it next.